Parshas Vayishlach. So we keep finding the pasuk that we find the pasuk that Yaakov Avinu was Yaakov Moed Vayitzelor Vayachatz. So Chazal say that what was he scared of? He had a havtocha. Kepashim notiachim. The derech of tzaddikim is that they don't rely on havtocha because he's worried Shema Yigur Mechetz. That the tzaddik doesn't feel confidence in that because he has a certain elements of the awareness of the level of what's expected of him in the world of avodah, and that level of understanding what's expected of a person in the world of avodah, so it creates a yira. Chazal give a moshul that the king announces that he's going to come and have a judgment, so there's different reactions by the different people. So the person who is in the government and he knows the penal system and he knows what the dungeons of the king look like, see, he's trembling. He has a pachad. The average guy on the street, he says, "Okay, how bad could it be already? Like, you know, he never sat inside of the dungeon. You don't understand. He never sat was in the court. Never saw how they judge, how mean they are when they judge you and all that stuff." And he says, "Okay, so, you know, but they're still coming, but it's not going to be so bad." And the person who understands the inner workings, he's trembling. So the Yaakovinos of the world who understands the level of responsibility, what it means to a human being, what is expected of a human being in this world, they have a tremendous pachad. And the ksil is the lashon of the pasuk is he's overo b'teach. He just goes through confident everything's gonna be fine, it's gonna be good. You know, so Sharm says he doesn't even know what hit him. The next thing he knows, like, you know, he's like the guy going in the darkness, doesn't know what hit him. I want to talk about the nakuda, this nakuda of yira. So the yira is oynish, but the concept of the role that yira plays in a person's avoda. There's a pasuk in Parshas Ekev. So Chazal darshan on this, the Gemara Brachos, a couple of Bidei Shemayim Chutzim Yir Shemayim. Everything is Bidei Shemayim Chutzim Yir Shemayim. Everything that the Bereshim does, the Bereshim decides. The other thing which is Bidei Adam is to have Yir Shemayim. Now, what's interesting, the Chazal said that because you look at the pasuk, it says Kim Yira. And it has a whole list of things that you have to do. So he's saying, Rosh Hashanah, listen, I'm not asking anything from you. Just one little thing I would like from you, you know, is just a little bit of Yir Shemayim, you know, and Avos Hashem, and doing all the mitzvahs, and going in His way. And I'm not asking anything big from you. It's not this thing, Gersa Meister, that Rosh Hashanah he's asking, we're very basic. That's all I ask. Right? Total subservience, every single thing that you have to do. But the Maaseh Chazal, interestingly enough, after the whole pasuk, Chazal say, all the Rosh Hashanah asked was for Yir Shemayim. The version doesn't say the Rachas. The version asks for Yira and Ava and Avedas Hashem and Nishmor. If you look at the Hakdam and the Pesach Hasharim, he goes through the pasuk and he says there's five things here in the pasuk which are going to be the basis of all avodah. But he says five things because I only see one. Okay. Another interesting point in the pasuk, Chazal Darshan, Gemara Menachos, I'll tell you some more. Hashem Alakecha, I'll take your mail. So if this pasuk is referring to Yira. So Chazal says that it's referring to you. Some Rishonim actually learns it in the Raisa. That person should say Meya Brachas B'chol Yom. The word Mos is darshan Meya, 100. That a person should say 100 brachas a day. In our minds, the world of saying brachas, Betzim belongs to the world of Avos Hashem. The person says a bracha. It's a way to express his love for Kadosh Baruch Hu, his thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu, who was a Karsa Toiv. And the feelings of Ava, which come with the Karas HaTayv, to Kadosh Baruch Hu, through the brachas that he says. So, why is it say, if the Ikra point of the Pasuk is Yira, so why are we Meram is the concept of Me'er Brachas B'chol Yom in the Pasuk of Yira? We could have said the Pasuk in the Pasuk in Shema, V'chav Hashem L'kecho, B'chol L'vavcho, B'chol Navshecho, B'chol Me'edecho. Meram is that there's a din of Me'er Brachas B'chol Yom. Why is it over here? Okay, I think we need to define our terms. One of the challenges is to define the term of Yira. Rav Hutner brings in the Pach Yitzchak on the Shabbos that there's a discussion amongst the philosophers. Is it possible by Kadosh Baruch Hu, is it possible by human being an emotion or a midah which doesn't exist by Kadosh Baruch Hu? What's the question? Human beings have Yira. Rishon has no Yira. Rishon's not afraid of anything. Right? So the Rishon created by human beings something which is different and exists, which doesn't exist by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now we know human beings created B'Tzelem Elokim. In the Bereshit, there's elements of the Mus Diyukta of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So how is it that we have something which a Bereshit doesn't have? So that was this question which was discussed by the philosophers. And he brings an answer over there that's incorrect. He says, we don't understand how to translate Yira. He says, if we translate Yira, is the concept of putting Gvulim, putting limits. He's captives, as they call it, shrinking. A person shrinks into themselves. He says, the reason why I'm scared is I'm aware of my limits. Because I'll say, you always have the year of the one who's lower and the one who's higher. Year is an acute awareness of limitations. I do not feel I have the wherewithal to deal with the situation. I understand my limits in the situation. I feel, the situation is greater than me, so I feel Yira. But the nakud of Yira is the awareness of the limitation. I'm walking down the street, and it's dark, and it's all by myself, and it's a dark alley, and a guy comes at me, and the guy's twice my size, and he's armed. So I understand my limitations vis-a-vis that person, so I'm overwhelmed by that. If I'm twice his size, and I have more ammunition than he does, so I don't feel that. I'm not scared. Right? So the year is, and the Bereshit has an hugga of, he says, has an hugga of limitations. The Bereshit limits himself. The Bereshit uses that, and the whole of it. The hug of the Bria is built on the fact that Bereshit limits the different things that he gives according to the Maisa B'nei Adam, etc. And that's the hug of Yira, which is Shaiach by Kadosh Baruch. So the concept of Yira is the idea of placing limits or being aware of limits. So a human being understands that vis-a-vis a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's limited. He understands the distance he sees himself in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That creates the pachat. Rama's Lashon in the beginning in Seder Torah, Perek Beis. The Rama talks about the mitzvah of Avan Yira. As a human being, when he is misbeinen in how small he is vis-a-vis the Kel Tamim Deyus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the creator of everything, that I'm a Beria Felo Shvela, I'm a dark, lowly, nothing vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that creates a feeling of Yira. But it has to be translated into something. It has to be translated into if you look at the Chinuch, he talks about the mitzvah of Yira, he says the following, that Yira is one of the six mitzvahs to meet years. It's a constant mitzvah. But, it's a mitzvah say, but there's a moment of bittul of the say. There's a moment which a person is called upon to express Yira. If in that moment he does not express Yira, he's mavatul his asay. So every single moment that I can do the mitzvah of Yira, I have an kiyum asay, but I'm not mavatul an asay if I didn't do it. But there are moments in a person's life where a person is called upon to be ma'ara the Yira. He says, what is that? When an opportunity for an avera comes to himself, he's mechuyev to ma'ara himself to realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what's happening, and the Bereshit expects him not to do it. And the Bereshit will punish him if he doesn't. And if at that moment he does not do that, and he does the Aveira, or if he doesn't do that, he's safe from the Aveira. But he didn't do that. He didn't stop and think about the fact that the Bereshit and control himself. He didn't control himself. He was mevatel the mitzvah say of Yira. So it means Yira is to put a limit upon himself. Yira is to control yourself. We control ourselves by being aware of the reasons why we shouldn't do it. But the mitzvah of Yira, the Chiddush is saying, is the idea of putting control upon yourself, putting a limit. And that's what the Chiddush is saying, that the mitzvah of Yira is that awareness of a limit that a human being has to have. the greater, the more the person lives with awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his life, the more he's aware of that limits that he has vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So living with awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is done through saying brachas, done through saying mea brachas b'chol yom, and realizing every single thing that I have comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is going to impress upon us and strengthen in us our awareness of our level of dependence on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and our limits vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if we have to control ourselves. The more we live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu being real to us, I'm not going to do it when Rosh Hashanah is real. I'm not going to do it when Rosh Hashanah is there. I'm not going to do something wrong, and I'm going to do something right. So I'm going to learn to control myself. So the Shun of the Gazat, I mean, every single moment, you know, the hepech of in the Chinuch, where a person stops himself and does something right, they are strengthening their yirah muscles. And like anything, you know, the exercise gives you tremendous accomplishments. So that's why you find the Bavli Musar talk about the idea of taking a small Kabbalah and doing it on a regular basis, etc. The point, what they're trying to get across to us is, if you want to have yirah shamayim, you're going to have to strengthen your yirah muscles. How are you going to do that? By taking small little things. Rabbi Yochum says his first knisa into the world of Avodah was to take something that he wanted, a very small thing which he wanted, and to control himself every single day, three times a day, not to do it. And one more bite. You know, I'm ready to eat one more bite. No, I'm going to control myself not to do that. Get used to the idea of controlling myself. Like, no gross amices. I mean, now, it sounds like no gross amices. The average person, he sits down to me, one more bite, okay, no, I'm not going to do it. He ends up doing it anyway. The Ravid says that if a person wants to accomplish something, instead of having a tinnitus of achila, his suggestion of the tinnitus is to stop eating before you're full. That's it. That's all you have to do. Stop eating before you're full. The Rambam says, Bechal is a good idea because most illnesses come because people eat till they're full. And Shira Weizik pointed out to me one time, where he says that in Europe they used to ask a person at the end of the meal, are you still hungry? He says, in America they ask you, are you full? Are you full means there's no more room. So you eat till Pashat, it's not shaykh anymore. And then there's no more room. Okay, you stop. You're not hungry. You lose your hunger well before you get to the point that you're full. So the Russian put a nature of human beings that we have a signal that we need to eat. The Russian, we have that signal called hunger. When we get to the point we're not hungry anymore, we should stop. And most animals actually do that. Most animals actually stop when they get to the point they're not hungry, they will not eat anymore. The only exception to that is the chazir and human being. Right, that's what they call a person a chazer. Right, the guy's a chazer. You don't know why they call him a chazer. Right? So it comes to the rabbi and says, okay, you want to be a human being? You want to be talking about something extraordinary? Stop! It's a tremendous avoid the. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't cost you anything. It probably saves you money, especially if you're paying for your own meals. Right? And it's a training in controlling yourself. So that person who gets used to controlling himself and controlling himself and controlling himself, so he comes now to the opportunity of someone doing something wrong comes in front of him, he controls himself. There's another type of yira. It was interesting. We had this conversation last month. Conversation with one of the Bokrim. We were learning Ali Shur one night. And Revolver talks about Ali Shur, the idea that a person wants to change. He wants to get to the state of being with the Kodesh Baruch Hu that he's doing the right thing. He says, and that itself is a tremendous accomplishment. So I gave a marshal that. If I'm in a relationship with somebody and I'm aware that something potentially could be negative to the relationship, I don't want to do it. The relationship is too valuable to me and too important to me that I should want to do something of that sort. Something which I know the other person will be hurt by or feel bad about that I did it, even though they don't see me doing it, they don't necessarily know that I'm doing it. Right? So if a husband and a wife, let's say, the husband, the doctor say he needs to go on a diet, etc. His wife is not home and nobody's there, right? He's tempted to eat a piece of cake. The doctor said it's important for him to go on a diet, it's good for his health. He says, you know, I know my wife will be important to her that I control myself because she wants that I should be in good health. So even though I want to eat the cake, but my feelings for my wife are stronger than my feelings for the cake, and therefore I'm not going to eat the cake. So, you guys remember that some people had some difficulty with that. They said when the wife's at home, you know, like I gave the mushroom, actually it wasn't cake, but it was watching the football game. But somebody said, you know, when the wife's at home, they're going to watch the football game. I said, okay. There's a mushroom which I use when I went to Chassan and talked about Shalom Bayis. I call it Goldberg and Goldberg Limited Liability Corporation. Says, you know, there's a guy named Goldberg. It's a guy named Goldberg. No relation. Two Goldbergs. And Goldberg and Goldberg decided that they want to make money. And Goldberg realizes the best way to make money was partnering with Goldberg. And Goldberg said, really, the best way to make money is partnering with Goldberg. So they made Goldberg and Goldberg Limited Liability Corporation. Right? So each one has their own limits to liability. Nobody's going to get responsible for the other guy. It's only for myself. Right? And we're making money. And they're very happy. Goldberg's making very happy, and Goldberg's making very happy, and they're very happy they're making a lot of money. One day, Goldberg wakes up and says, you know what? I can make more money without Goldberg. So, that's it. End of Goldberg and Goldberg, Limited Liability Corporation. I can make more money without Goldberg. Why am I staying with him? Okay? So, some people get married because, you know, Goldberg wants to be happy. And Goldberg wants to be happy and says, you know, I'm going to be happy because I'm with you. I'm going to be happy because I'm with you. So, the reason we're getting married is because you're going to make me happy. I want happiness, and you help my happiness. So one day the guy wakes up, or woman wakes up and says, you know what? I'm happier without him. End of Goldberg and Goldberg. Some people's marriage is Goldberg and Goldberg, Limited Liability Corporation. That's what it is. Right? That's what it is. It's a tip. The goal of the person going into marriage is to be happy. And that's it, you know. Okay, there's two other people out there making partnerships. There's people, they have a vision, they want to do something, want to accomplish something for the world, they want to change, there's an orphanage which is necessary, and they go to, right? And Goldberg says, you know what? I have certain things that I don't do well. And I can't bring everything which I need to be able to do this, to make this thing run. And there's a guy out there, Goldberg, I don't still like him that much, but you know what? He has all of the abilities and the talents that I need to make this, right? So they come together and they build this something, this item, this entity, which is greater than themselves. Because each of them puts in their karechus together, they create something which neither of them could have done themselves, but it becomes something greater than themselves. So I said, I can't pull out. I don't like the guy. It's irrelevant. I can't pull out. Because we're created something greater than ourselves. If a person understands that that's the goal of marriage, so it's a whole different ballgame. It's the milas that you appreciate, and then the chesedos that you can live with. I think it's one of my wife's mantras in the dating process. You're looking for milas that you appreciate, and chesedos that you can live with. Nobody's perfect. You're married the perfect wife. You're married the perfect husband. You know, so it's not going to happen. But it's milas that you appreciate, and chesedos you can live with. And you learn to live with the chesedos. The chesedos that become a lot more pronounced once you get married. You realize how much more after you're married, how much they really are concerned. But you learn to understand that you're creating something greater than yourselves. And that world, I don't want to. That is valuable enough to me. I don't want to damage it. I have a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I don't want to damage it. So every single chait is a nail in a coffin of a relationship. Every single chait is a wall between me and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I don't. I have a pachad from chait. I have a yira of hate because it prevents me from getting damaging that relationship which is valuable to me. So I'm not going to do it. If this is going to, in some way, undermine the relationship which I could have with somebody, between a husband and a wife, between two friends, behind their back, and they don't have to know about it. But I know deep in my heart that I've acted in such a way, I'm not acting as a way a partner should relate. I mean, my relationship was damaged. It's not worth it for me. I don't want that. It's painful. That's yiras chait. I'm not going to allow. Chait means chesor, Rashi says, this week's parasha. Right? Anochi achatena. Rashi says loshon chesaron. Chet means that you've created a damage in the relationship. There's a chesaron in your relationship. It's not nem on one to the other anymore. So you can't walk in with that feeling of trust that you should have. Nobody has to know about it. It's not because the Bresham knows about it, but it's nothing to do with it. It's not the point. You know about it. You know you weren't nem to your partner, and that it should eat you up alive. That's what Yiras Chet is. That I'm damaging something which is valuable, and it's so valuable to me. I don't want to do that. Rishon Salanter says we should start out with Yiras Harnish. Yiras Harnish, everybody can relate to. Yiras Harnish teaches us to control ourselves. That's not the final goal, but it teaches us to control ourselves. He has a beautiful letter, short letter, Ar Yisrael, Simon Tess. Says Hayira Oizla Bekaicha Lesser Avosis Ataiva. Yira has a strength to control the bonds, the bondage of Taiva. By Yivritzu Peretz Lachta Oshen, which will cause a person to break out and do averus. Ma'anorach Yuval Ben Tzemusa, a human being which is we're not eternal, we die. We have responsibility. Ki Yavi Hashem Yavi B'Mishpat as Kol Mifal. The Bresham is aware of what we're doing. There's nothing which is not, we don't give an answer to. The Bresham will pay us for what we've done. To remember that one day we're going to have to address what we've done. How do you get it? There's only one way to get it. Hachovas hadvarim hanidoyim lako. Yisus Lantar is very big into the Musa of Yiras Ha'Oinish. That he says the first step of a person of order was Yiras Ha'Oinish. A person has to stop at the be marked of dvarim, he says. We all know. You ask anyone in this room, says, you know, what do you get after 120 years? You get Ganim for your Averis and you get Ganadim for your Mitzvah. Okay, we all know that. That's not. We're not arguing about that. We're not saying we have problems in our Muna and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. All right, we're not grappling with the Muna, let's say. You know, some people are, but that's fine. First has to work on himself, and that's fine to have questions. But let's say we're heading to that madriga. That doesn't help us. Knowing it doesn't help us. Because I'll say, it's Gemara and Shabbos, that the Rishoyim know exactly what's going to happen to them, but they don't do it. They still do it wrong. There's a saying in English that the road to Gehenna is paved with good intentions. Right? Ask them, you know, nobody in this world wants to be bad. Nobody wants to be bad. Lavan Arami is not a bad person in his mind. There's a machshava from the Alta tells the Rav. He says Yaakov is a fool. He thinks he's Rachel Bitchak Tani. He's going to chapis Lavan. What's meant there? He says, okay, I'm going to say Rachel. So you maybe take Rachel from the shuk. No, Bitchak, your daughter. Maybe you switch the names. Ketana. Like, what do you think? He says Lavan's not a bad guy. Hitler, you're Mach Shmoy. You look at Hitler. You look at his book. He believes he was a benefactor of mankind. He was saving mankind from a terrible thing. There's a book written about all of the gangsters that they went and did an interview with all the gangsters, you know, in Alcatraz, you know, in these places. Each one explained to you why they were good people. They believed they were good people. Yaakov Avinu understands even a love, and if he realizes that he's doing, it's bad, it's wrong. I know that something's bad. I'm not a trickster. I'm not a cheapskate. I'm not a cheater. Right? He says, Loyosakim Kameno, listen, it's not my time. There's a meaning in the Mokim. You know, I to be good, but I can't go Kameno Mokim. The people didn't want, actually, the Chazal, that he went to the people in the city. He said, listen, this guy came, he's done Golda Bracha since he's been here. What are we going to do? What should we do? He didn't think of the couple of dates himself, even. He asked his people over there, right? Love him. That's how grace it's out. We're all good people. The Rishonim also think they're good people. I'm telling you, I'm really planning to come to davening. Listen, the alarm clock didn't work this morning. It's not my fault. okay, next day, something happened really late in life. You want to learn, you need to be able to sleep a little bit. We play games. Our minds play games with us. I don't speak Lashon Hara, just punk. Listen, you have to speak it out. It's a good tzach. We play games like this all the time. We know. So the help, knowing doesn't help us. You have to mark the divorce. You have to stop and think about it. The Bali Musa said the Musa, people know that there's people which are, we should be thankful that our bodies function. Go to a hospital. Go to a ward where people have dialysis. I just went to visit somebody, Rebbetzin, she says dialysis 3 times a week. Her whole week, she's talking about a person. Like I asked her, she says it's very hard, physically it's very hard. So what do you do? She says, well, she has her business. What's her business? She does chassadim, calling people on the phone, every people who are out, and she spends the whole day doing kiru on the phone or making mechazik people on the phone. But she said, it's horrendous. It's tied up the machine for 4 or 6 hours at a shot. It's totally draining, physically draining. It's exhausting. Person not young. Person, I go to the bathroom. Baruch Atah Hashem, Asher Yetzar Asa L'Bechochma. I should be screaming it out to the walls. We should be. We know that, yeah, but it doesn't hit us. You think Markham at the Vorim, what that means? A person says, I have eyesight, go to the home for the blind. Pekeach Ivrim, the guy should push it to push it, davening, this morning, davening took very long, it took like an hour and 3 minutes. So it's only twice a year, okay. But davening should take 5 hours. How do you get to pass the bracha of Pekeach Ivrim? How do you do that? You know what it means to see? You know what it means a person who can't see? Imagine that person couldn't see and also got eyesight. The guy says, he's going to sit there and think about this Gaval, the Bresham. Bresham, tears running out of his eyes. Baruch Hashem, I can see. The son, my kid, my child, my friend. Cake. I don't care what you say. The guy pushed, he can't get past the bracha. Why don't we do that? Because we're not marking him at the border. It doesn't sink home. We know that. We know that people are blind. The bracha is not blind. I can see. It's a beautiful thing. We can tell all the things. It doesn't hit home. It says knowing something doesn't help. The person said, marking him at the border, he says, the bracha gives schar v'einish. We know the bracha gives schar v'einish. It doesn't hit home. What does that mean that a person is to be punished for an aveira? What does it mean the person is standing in Beis Shemala and have to explain himself that he did something wrong? Knowingly. I know it was wrong. I couldn't control myself. Really? And if your friend was standing next to you, you couldn't control yourself. You could. So for your friend, you can control yourself. But very often, you can't control yourself. You're standing in Beis Shemala, and the busha and the pacha is overwhelming. And then they're going to take you to Gehenna. Right? So the Chazal said, listen, the fire of Gehenna is 60 times the fire of the heat of the fire in this world. I don't know what the heat of the fire in this world. Take a person who lived through fire. And the searing pain of 1,000 degrees. The fire, with the fire, it catches 451, right? Catches fire. There it catches fire. So what burns, 451. It can get hotter and hotter. There's fires which are 1,500 degrees. You have a these big fires, the flame of it, it's thousands of degrees. It burns through the person in a moment. And that fire Gehenna is 60 times that. It's not going to be so bad. It's only for 12 months, I remember one time I had an abscess, I had a root canal. It was an abscess on my tooth. I remember I was the pain. It didn't, it was bad. I remember the pain. I remember, and I'm holding on to the thing like this and saying, okay. 30 seconds have passed, 40 seconds have passed. A whole night. It's only a night. How long is a night? When you're dancing by chassid, you can go the whole night. And you don't even notice it. Right. But when you're in pain, it doesn't work like that. 12 months is a very long time. 1 day is a very long time. 1 hour is a very long time. 1 minute is a long time. Every single second, you're counting it. We live in a world of kevulim. The neshama doesn't have those kevulim. So the pain, the simcha that the neshama can feel is beyond anything which this world can understand. And the opposite. We have to mark the divorce. It says we have to hit home that we're not here for, it's not a free ride. We must rein ourselves in. We're not here for a free lunch. We have responsibilities. And we can get tremendous reward for it. And the reward is beyond anything which we can imagine. And we learn to rein ourselves in, Rousseau says. You learn to control. That's Yira. So then we can move to the Yira. I rein myself because Hashem is there. Shri Hashem the Negdi Summit. You don't talk and walk and act in the presence of the king like you walk when the king is not there. And the person's always there. And then there's a Yimusik of Yira's hate. I don't want to damage the relationship. The relationship is too precious to me. I don't want to do anything which is going to hurt the relationship. So I'm scared. I'm scared of the damage to the relationship. I can't afford it. I can't afford it. It's so valuable to me. But they all start with that in the kudah of the person learning to control himself. The Milo of Atoyah, the person asks you one thing. Kim the Yira, learn to control yourself. Learn that you decide what's going to happen, not the circumstances decide for you. That's all that the Rosham asks from you. That you are in the driver's seat. You're not in the cruise control with the automatic computer, and you're sitting there as a passenger, and the human being's body is just rushing headlong into whatever. You are the one that's in control. And if you think you're not in control, you are in control. And when the policeman stops you and says, you know, you've been doing 85, you say, listen, it wasn't me, it was the cruise control. It was the automatic computer. You know, it sets, it can go, you know. It's not going to fly. Because we have the choice to take control of that wheel. And that's the challenge that was put in front of us, is that opportunity. This opportunity and that responsibility is to take control of what we're doing. Force yourself to learn to take control. Understand the importance of taking control. Be marked with divorce. Think about what it means to do it right. What it means, Hashem, to have to do it wrong, the damage that we're doing to ourselves, to our neshama, to our scar, to our relationship, to the Bereshim's covered. And with that, we marbuk koyd shemayim ba'olam, we will become a tremendous player in the covered of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is supposed to come out of our ma'asim, and that will bring B'ez Hashem to B'ez Mashiach.